Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to make a quick video discussing with you soul-winning symbolism in the Song of Solomon. I love the Song of Solomon. I think it's a great book, and there's a lot of great symbolism in the book. It's a great book, and sometimes poetry can be kind of confusing to us, but there's actually a lot of great symbolism when it comes to the case of soul-winning. And in Song of Solomon chapter 3, this is what it says in verse 1. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Now, this woman is kind of a picture of someone who is an unsaved person, and she's trying to seek after the Lord. She wants to find the Lord, but she found him not. And this is what it says in verse 2. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. So this woman is seeking after the Lord. That's the symbolism being used here. And she's doing it in the broad ways. And doesn't the Bible say that narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it? See, most people are going the broad way that leads to destruction. Most people are trying to work their way to heaven. They're trying to get to heaven by a method that is not in the Bible, and they're going to die and go to hell one day. And this woman is a picture of that, of someone who, she's seeking after the Lord. She wants to know the truth, but unfortunately she's doing it the wrong way. But notice what it says then in verse number 3. The watchmen that go about the city found me. See, the watchmen find her. The watchmen that go about the city found me. And isn't that a great picture of a soul winner? See, we as soul winners, we ought to go about the city. We ought to try to knock every single door, every single house. Go to the parks, go wherever you can where the people are. You know, in the Philippines, obviously, there's tons of people just out at parks all the time. But we got to hit every single door. We got to go about the city and find every single person and try to give them an opportunity to get saved. The watchmen that go about the city found me. See, we are the watch people. It's our responsibility as soul winners to reach the lost. Nobody else is going to do that. Iglesia Ni Cristo is not going to do that. The Jehovah's Witnesses are not going to do that. You know, none of these people are going to do that. It's our job as soul winners. And it says, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Notice then verse 4, it was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. She is seeking for the person she loves, but she doesn't find him until the watchmen find her, and then she finds him. It's the same thing with salvation. You know, people want to go to heaven, but the bottom line is, unless a watchman, unless a soul winner preaches the gospel to them, it is impossible for them to get saved. No one can get saved without a soul winner. The Bible is very clear on that from Genesis to Revelation, that everybody gets saved because a soul winner actually gives them the gospel. So I just want to encourage you with the Song of Solomon. I know a lot of people think this is a really cryptic book, and it's one of my favorite books in the Bible. I've learned so many great lessons in life and all manner of topics. And, you know, there's a lot of great information. And some of these books that maybe it's a little bit darker sayings and we don't really necessarily understand everything, you know, realize there's a lot of great symbolism throughout the Bible. And the Bible is an incredibly deep book. I hope that was an encouragement and helped you. Thank you, and God bless.